All right, I'm going to call this Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:50, getting a little bit of a late start. Apologize for that. I know we've had some very important staff members that have set aside this morning, and I apologize as the committee chair that we ran over. I just felt like we had some important business at the Congress and the nation that we've been working on for a long time. So again, my apologies. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Walker.
Here. We have a quorum. Speaker Pratt is in the building. She's a busy woman, and Congressman Norris stepped outside for just a second. He will be joining us within the next minute or two. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, would you bring us the morning prayer?
Almighty Father God, we come once again and we say thank you for the privilege of life that you've given us this day. Be with those that are in this room this morning, the decision makers, the leaders, the executive staff and their decisions, and the people in the health components that we have here that offer services to our people. They're the healers, Almighty Father. We thank you for them and their presence here. Guide their hands and their beings, Almighty Father, throughout the rest of their time here on the hill. Be with us now as we discuss the business at hand. We ask for your divine guidance in our minds and our hearts and our souls and the things that we say and the things that we hear. Be with us the rest of this day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from December 5th. Congressman Norris has joined the meeting. Congressman Mason.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion's been made by Congressman Mason to approve the minutes, seconded by Congressman Maker. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is ONCR 1714, a resolution to authorize and approve execution. Department, I'm going to go ahead and stop there. Without objection, we're going to move past that and go right into ONCA 1724 because of the staff here to support that. Without objection, I'm going to move into ONCA 1724.
Cool.
Seeing none? Okay, agenda item 6 is ONCA 1724, an act to authorize and appropriate $450,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for purchase of medical equipment to be utilized at the Wajaji Health Clinic and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Chair. You know, 2014 in the fall, when this Congress chose to approve a resolution to approve a compact with the Department of Health and Human Services and the Indian Health Service to compact for health services, we began a process for negotiating for our tribal shares. We executed a multi-year funding agreement. Fund operations largely, and we inherited the facility known as the Pahuska Indian Clinic. That included the facility and the equipment in its current shape, some of which had been due for replacement for some years, but yet had not achieved replacement. So we inherited basically some old equipment with that building, and so that's what we've been operating with. In the multi-year funding agreement, there's really not monies that come that are part of our shares for new equipment. It's really for operations expenses. And so the notion that we get money from the federal government through our compact is true, but it does not include equipment. And so it's incumbent on the nation or the Shaji Clinic to provide for its own equipment upgrades, equipment replacement. We're starting in a hole. We started in a hole because much of the equipment is antique, antiquated, or obsolete. Still functional, but we're sort of limping along with sometimes day-to-day repairs, and for some of us, some of the equipment's just not there that we need. I don't think there's really bells and whistles on this equipment list that's presented. We're going to go through that, and we have some of the staff here that have set aside time in their day to come here for this very important topic. The original amount was $450,000, originally from the retained revenue fund. I have some amendments for later, after we've had a chance to review the list, that would address a slightly increased amount, perhaps the funds from a different source. But I would like to go ahead and ask the staff of the clinic and also the Health and Wellness Division Director to join us at the table, and then I'm going to ask them to decide who they want to use to illustrate various parts of this equipment on this list. And also for your information, there was a copy of the narrative from the clinic director that was included in your packet, just a general description of why is there equipment list, why is the Congress being asked to appropriate money for this. So I could ask Ms. Stabler, Tillman, we can bring as many chairs as we want, but we'll start with them.
Okay. Paula and Manon, thanks for joining us at the table, and the floor is yours.
Thank you for inviting us. Paula has been the one who's been working so hard to put this list together. I know a couple of you came through, Congressman Walker and Congressman Shaw made a trip through the clinic a few weeks ago just to take a look for yourself to see what we have. And I think at that time you discovered we do have some needs. So I will let Paula go ahead and talk to you about each one of these that she has identified as a definite need, besides all that she has already replaced.
Thank you, Manon, and thank you to the committee for hearing us today. I would appreciate it. I'd like to introduce our staff. I know not everybody's a patient at the clinic, so if we could, we have our Chief Medical Officer, Cameron Rumsey, and then we have Dr. Milton Lewis, who is our dentist, and Dr. Marshall Walker, who is our optometrist. And we have a new provider that just started today, and we're all excited. Dr. Amanda Bighorse has joined us today. And and I forgot about Jackie. We brought Jacqueline Nightingale with us, and she's our radiology technician. So she's our expert for the x-ray. When we started with the clinic, the first year was about just getting our feet under us and getting stabilized as a clinic. Right away, we already knew the deficiencies that we had, but we're just now getting to the point where we can start to really talk about our full needs. What we're presenting today is really only a partial list of what we truly need in the long run, but these are the most important pieces. In our work at the clinic, what we've done is, like I said, we got our feet under the first year. Our goal now is to give our providers the tools they need to become the best diagnosticians that they can for our people. That elevates all of us. It elevates the clinic, it elevates the staff, it elevates the patients to a higher level of care. So each one of these items today, like I said, are the critical needs that we have. The clinic itself has been supporting all of the network and computer needs. We've bought servers, we've had several server crashes, we've had electrical problems, we've had network issues go on. Those couldn't wait. So we've been using our third-party funding to support that in the long run. But so today, I guess we could just start with the list and just... talk about the x-ray room. Right at the time that the tribe compacted, on the first days that we were a tribal facility, a new x-ray table arrived from the Pawnee Service Unit. It is an extremely deficient piece of equipment, very hard to work, very hard to use with our patients. What we're looking at is replacing the entire, basically the entire room of equipment. I will let Jacqueline come up now. If we could switch over to the x-ray presentation. She wants to...
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Our x-ray room currently has many limitations in different aspects of radiology. This is the type of chest x-rays we are getting now. You are unable to see the claustrophrenic and cardiophrenic angles. Sometimes you can't see the heart shadow or the lung markings. This makes it very difficult for a radiologist to determine if there's something going on with the patient's lungs. This is a normal chest x-ray, what all of our x-rays should look like. You can see the angles here, the heart shadow, all the different lung markings. These really are not diagnostic to a radiologist. This is an underexposed abdomen. There should be lots of shades of gray. This is how they look at the different bowel loops. You could see calcification in a kidney or if it was in the ureter or the bladder. Over here, we have lots of shades of gray. You can see the bowel loops. So that makes it much easier to diagnose a patient. Collimation. Our current x-ray machine doesn't allow for the collimator to turn. I have actually never seen an x-ray machine that you could not turn the collimator. This right here is what this is your humerus, your upper arm, and you should be able to turn your collimator box at the angle of the long bone. This is what we are currently having to do, which is much more exposure and radiation to the patient. You should be able to turn and just get the area of interest. This affects 40 to 50% of all of our exams in different ways. When it comes to a hip x-ray, a femur, I've encountered new ones regularly. Sorry, go ahead.
So again, is this the one on the left what it should look like, the one on the right, the actual images from?
We are not able to use our actual images because they would have patient information on them. So these are similar that I have had to go and get out of books.
Gotcha, thank you.
I don't have a femur picture for you, but in order to get the patient on their lateral side and get their femur x-ray, it's taking multiple images. There should only, the max you should have to take on a femur would be 4, and in our room, a minimum of 6. A lot of the time the patient's head is off the table and sometimes their feet are off the table, and some patients can't do that. I mean, we can't accommodate an older patient, a younger patient with mobility issues, having them hanging off the edges of the table. We also have a floor-mounted x-ray tube, which has limitations in itself. We are looking to get a ceiling-mounted x-ray tube. Right now we cannot do a lateral with a patient laying on their back. You'd have to actually turn them onto their side. So if you had a patient that had a recent hip fracture, you're not going to be able to turn them completely onto that side to get an angle x-ray if they've fallen since then. With a ceiling-mounted x-ray tube, they could stay in a wheelchair, they could sit in a regular chair, they could just stay in a seated position, and you could use a stool and you could take an x-ray just like this. We don't have that ability at all now. This is more of what it would look like. They're doing a cross-table C-spine. We have had a patient with a fractured femur since I've been here, and we were not able to get lateral x-rays on her. We had to send her out with just AP images. The current X-ray machine is a single-phase machine. It does not produce enough X-ray photons to get through a larger patient to get to the image receptor, which will, if we go back up here, this is not enough, basically not enough information for a radiologist to determine a diagnosis. We need a three-phase higher potential machine. Our current machine, our current machine is KV range from 40 to 125, and we're needing 40 to 150. MA range currently is 75 to 500, and we need 25 to 800. And a lot of our patients are not able to be accommodated in our current room.
And what that means for us is we have to send them out somewhere to get better x-rays. When we've got a room, we've got the connectivity, all of our x-rays are communicated online to a radiologist group and are read there. If we don't have the x-rays that can get to them, we have to send them somewhere else. That's a delay of care. It's a deficiency of care on our part in the clinic. So,
also a loss of income.
Loss of income, because we're also, if we refer them out, we're going to be using our PRC money for studies that we should be able to produce in the house. Mine's on mute.
So is mine. You're just none of my kids, no.
None of mine.
And that's what we're, I know these are a lot of numbers. We need a better machine, is what it all boils down to. We need a better machine.
Congressman Maker.
Yeah, I have a question, and this is a very layman question. I mean, has this equipment just been like this for all these years? I mean, we've been, or is it, does a piece of equipment kind of get worse with age? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, the technology now, I know it's always better, you know, but how long have we been using this depression
now,
equipment?
The old equipment, part of it is the old equipment, and you would use an X-ray room for 15 to 20 years. We were on a schedule to get new equipment, so we did get one piece of new equipment. And this is what it's doing. It's not efficient at all, never has been since day one. We've brought the manufacturer representatives in, we have brought our biomed techs in, we have brought electricians in, we have brought all kinds of expertise in to tell us what can we do with this machine to make it better. And in every outcome it was, you can't make this one better. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Thank you.
So we began to look at replacements at that point. So anyway, thank you. Dr. Rumsey, do you want to add anything about this?
No, I think the images speak for themselves. I mean, it's difficult to, we can get by. I mean, we're trained to sift through this poor quality image, but it makes it hard. It makes it hard on the radiologists, and you increase your likelihood of missing something medical that could change the outcome of a patient's care. So it's definitely needed. Nothing else.
Congressman Norris?
How many x-rays do you do over there?
We have increased up to, we're doing our last, you just sent me a report yesterday, last report's been in the 300 views, number of views.
We had 96 exams a month, 96 exams in February. Mm-hmm.
Why? You say you've increased numbers, is it just due to
more patients? The first year that we, the last year as a Fed, our interactions with patients was 33,000 for the year. Our close of this past year on September 30th of 16, we had 43,000 encounters. So we have increased our patient load over that year. Not just in the number of patients, but the number of visits.
Ms. Tillman.
And we're bringing on two new providers. One shows today, and then we have another one coming later this month, so her numbers are even going to go up more.
Must have been our plush accommodations. Sure did him over. Congressman Mason.
My question is more general. Do we sit here at the table, we're all in the same boat. Are we anticipating any kind of federal reductions in monies from Indian Health and Public Service because of the cuts at the Washington, at the top level. And if we do get those cuts, is there any, are we looking at 18% cut, 20% off, you know?
That's still, you might.
The only thing that I've even heard, and I took it to Candy the other day, was there was a threat of a 25% cut for 17 in our CHR and health education funds. But Candy sources are saying it's doubtful that that's going to happen. But other than that, we haven't heard of anything. Anything more.
So, based on the numbers, 90 seems to me like quite a few x-rays in a month. Is this going to possibly enable you to do more x-rays? I mean,
it definitely slows down the process. Our room is also used for EKGs, and currently the x-ray table does not go up and down. It is, I measured it this morning, it's about a little over 3 feet high, and you'll have to climb onto a stool to get onto it. And our patients, even with the stool, have trouble.
So, may not have been anticipated, but is there, could you give me a ballpark increase of revenue potential? I mean, realistic anyway, I mean, this helps.
Well, these are ancillary services. So part of the way that we're structured is we collect on an OMB rate, which is a flat rate. Every time a patient comes in and sees a doctor on Medicare or Medicaid, we get a flat rate for that with the ancillary services. They come in separate from that, then we can charge insurance for just the x-rays themselves. And I guess the big picture answer is when we provide them with a facility that is well equipped and well provided for, we will get those people going out that are leaving us with insurance to come back to us, and that's where our real increase in income comes from. And it's a balancing act. But that's what we're hoping for with the new providers, that we not only can do better by the existing 4,000 patients we have, we know in our immediate area there's another 4,000 patients out there that we could entice to come into us. And right now, lack of appointments, poor equipment.
Ms. Tillman.
And I see this as a quality of care issue. She's having to do 6 x-rays instead of 4. She's getting, they're being more exposed than they probably need to be. Plus, she's doing duplication of work because she's having to do it again and again. Now they're having to go sent out because our quality isn't good enough. They're going to have to go somewhere else and get it done again. So it's a lot of exposure for those patients.
I had to go back and help her hold people up for x-rays just so they can get the image done, because some of these elderly people can't stand and the x-ray machine is not mobile. So the only way to do that is to hold the patient up while they snap the picture.
For a clinic our size and with the number of providers we're now bringing on, to not have an x-ray room is, I think, really not just a deficiency, I can't even think of a word to say, but it's a detriment to what we're trying to provide.
Congressman Norris.
the number I saw up there, I saw a figure up there,
yes,
I can't recall exactly what it was, the cost, is that the cost of just the machine?
That's installed. It also includes the care stream piece.
And what about, is there going to, I mean, it'll fit right in the existing room without any modification?
No, what we have done, what we've already done, is we have been slowly rewiring that entire room. Brought in a new transformer, put in the pipe. We've been pulling the electric clear over to radiology so that it will accept that machine when it gets here. We have one more modification. We have a wall to come down, and then it will accommodate the 360 view of it. Right now, you know, there's not even a walkway. She can't hardly get behind the machine to get to the patients. So this will increase that ability for it. So we're, as the clinic, we've been working on that and paying for that piece of it, so that whenever a new machine comes in, it has a new transformer.
So we don't have to do any additional cost, there's not any additional cost.
I have a $5,000 line item for the last piece of electrical work and the connection to the ceiling struts. They'll have to go to the roof.
Cost to maintain, you know, you have to make contracts. So
we already have contracts in place with CareStream. The
calibration.
The maintenance on this machine is part of our operational cost. Already included in our operational cost. I think it comes with a 5-year warranty, the one we're looking at.
I've had x-rays over there a couple years ago, and I'm a pretty easygoing person, and I kind of thought, we could do better. Congressman Maker.
Just a real kind of quick question. Will the cost of the service of the x-ray, it will probably go up a little bit, because the better equipment is going to be a better, like, if you get a new camera, it's going to cost more.
No, I don't think we can bill the insurances anymore than we already bill them for, but it will give us a tremendous quality of care increase.
Without a big increase in the price of the x-ray.
Any other concerns about the x-ray equipment? I think they've shown a clear need for that. So if anyone else no other questions, let's move on for the sake of time. Congressman Shaw.
I just suggest, so that we can make sure there are clinicians that are here to present, if we could focus on optometry equipment, mm-hmm. the dental equipment, then we
yes.
would have the major parts addressed.
Yes. Yes. So, Dr. Walker, you want to come up? And by the same token, we inherited an optometry room that is just about as antique as you can get. And so Dr. Walker can take it.
Members of Congress, it's nice to meet you, those of you I haven't met. Congressman Shaw, you summed it up very well with the equipment in the optometry suite. It's antiquated and a little obsolete. A lot of the equipment I work with is broken. Sometimes it's functioning, sometimes it's not. Just to go through it, the chair, the examination chair I have, it needs to go up and down and adjust. It's not able to recline. That's difficult for some of our elders and some individuals that are non-ambulatory. So we also ask for a wheelchair modification unit. The stand I have, it has some electrical issues that can cause some of the equipment that's attached to it to short out. It actually blew a breaker one day. The slit lamp I have also has some electrical issues. Sometimes it won't function. I have to kind of actually take some steel wool and work on some of the connections to get that to work. A new acuity system would allow us to see more kids. I don't see hardly any kids here. So that would be a nice expansion of benefits. This OCT device down here, that's a retinal imaging modality that is standard of care for following many ocular diseases anymore. Currently, we send all those patients out to either Pawnee or to the Kuiskui Clinic for those, and sometimes I have trouble getting those images back. That is a reimbursable service, so adding that to our suite will help to expand our offering. Any questions
from the committee? I would just say that during my tour of the facility, I appreciate Dr. Walker's willingness to do the best he can with what he's got in the room that he has. It's probably not the most ideal optometry office. It was makeshift, and thank you for doing what you can.
It's been my pleasure to serve the tribal members here and the natives in the area. I really enjoyed it.
I will say, too, that the numbers have extremely increased with Dr. Walker, and word has gotten around, and they have a real faith in him.
Committee? Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Shaw?
Sir, I didn't mean to skip over the exam tables of bariatric. I'm going to think that Dr. Rumsey could speak to that.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about bariatric tables?
Dr. Rumsey?
Yes.
We just have one.
This
on
is
there.
The dental. I mean,
no, this is yours. This is the bariatric table for you.
So, we definitely need new tables. Bariatric tables, I think that's becoming more common as the weight of our population grows in the country. It's becoming more standard. It's safer. There's issues with putting people on tables that aren't equipped to hold them. A lot of our tables need to be moved up and down and adjusted for height, just to do a proper exam or a procedure.
That's not capable with the table we have right now, so it's definitely a need.
In an attempt to try to cut the budget as low as possible, right now I need one table for one room. In all reality, each provider should probably have one bariatric table in their series of rooms. Then right now each provider has two rooms, but for this, we just put one on there for now.
That's one table is $8,000.
Yes, it's one table. An average price for a stationary table like we have in the clinic is around $4,000. So it's an increase for that because of the motorized lift and all. When you can't get a patient, you just in your minds to realize when you can't get a patient on a table, you're going to treat them in the chair or in the wheelchair, and sometimes that's extremely difficult. So it would be a huge plus for us throughout the whole clinic.
Congressman Maker.
Forgive me again for a layman's question, but this table, is that just like an examination table?
It is, but it's motorized. It raises up and down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that term before.
For an exam, it's not that big of a deal, but if we do procedures in the clinic, and it's hard if you're, my procedures don't take that long, but if you're having to bend over and do a procedure versus getting a comfortable position to operate on somebody's skin, it's definitely important.
And that's one thing with the new staff and under the tribal, I want you to know that there are new procedures going on in the clinic in every department. New processes, new improved patient care.
Okay. Any questions about the geriatric table from the committee? Okay, let's move on. Dr. Lewis, is that what you wanted? Dr. Lewis?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Dr. Shaw and distinguished members. I'm Dr. Lewis, and our opinion is that we need a panoramic machine, x-ray machine, 3D. Basically, at this point in stage in dentistry, that's basically standard of care, first thing. The second thing is that we do a lot of extraction due to a lot of issues with the tribe, the members of the Osage Nation team. And we want to make sure, the main thing when we talk about x-rays, especially with dealing with extraction, there is a canal that is in the mandible that has nerves. And we want to make sure that we're able to correctly know where we are as far as that canal and that nerve. Severing that canal, seven and nerves creates a lot of issues, and also would allow for soup. That's something you don't want to do, and so the main thing is that we need that x-ray, if possible, x-ray machine. Also, the chairs were basically, are they there?
Yeah, I got the chairs, operatory system vacuum in time.
Okay. The chairs, we have a population that weigh, they're overweight.
They're Osage, basically. They're Osage.
but first of all, coming to dental, they're frightened. We don't want them to be embarrassed. That's one thing I pride myself in, and I know all of us have different education, and one thing we do not do is embarrass anyone, because they're already frightened coming to the dental office. Their biggest thing is frightened. Hey, what about that shot? I think the first is going to the dentist, the second is giving a speech. And so the chairs are there to allow our patients to be relaxed. And that's the reason why we're asking and requesting the chairs. The pumps, this is basically protocol, just a part of the equipment for dental to allow us to work.
So one thing with in a dentist office, really the doctor's working with tools all day. Can't do dentistry without them. In where the chairs are concerned, these chairs, we inherited these chairs from a clinic that was getting new chairs, so they were already at end of life with that clinic, and then they were brought to our clinic. So these are extremely old dental units. We've got a chair right now that's grinding really hard. I used to sell medical equipment, and I keep telling them, watch that chair, because if that shim goes, you've got somebody doing a black backflip out of a dental chair onto the floor. So you have, we have equipment that is, needs to be replaced. It needs to be replaced now. Just like all the other departments, Dr. Lewis, with his talents, we're going to see a lot of increase in services in the dental department that we're going to be able to provide our people. So he's getting set up now. We're ordering in some new equipment for him, but he really needs some new dental suites. The pump, or the vacuum, the pump, I guess, is leaking oil and water every day. The vacuum, I know it's gone down several times, but we have good biomed techs that come back in and get it ramped up, but dental's down till they can come in and get it fixed again. So it's time. And then we've got grand ideas about the dental department and what we're going to be able to do for our people. And so it's going to come. Okay.
Well, I'll just go ahead and take the opportunity to brag on Dr. Lewis. I mean, the more patients that he's capable of seeing, I think, is going to clearly be met with more income, because from
absolutely
all accounts I'm hearing, he's a go-getter, and we appreciate your service too.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Congressman Mason.
And talk dollars and cents in it. Mm-hmm. If we should get reduced by the feds, we'll have a gap in there. And if we're increasing our services, which is going to increase some of our income.
Yes.
The idea was that, you know, the income could flow back in, but it sounds like we might have to use that increased income to pick up the slack for the reduction. And therefore, we're kind of zero, you know, flattened out. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing that out. Is that correct?
That is correct. I want to make another point, too. The tribe provides dental insurance for all of its employees. And that's a huge step. And so we've got a patient base out there that we need to entice to come back in. Mm-hmm. And up till now, if you came to see the dentist, or up till Dr. Lewis got here, if you came to see the dentist, it was to get a tooth pulled. Dr. Lewis is about preserving and saving prevention. He's got some great ideas about running some clinics and starting to build that practice. And then he has also saved us tens upon tens of thousands of dollars of oral surgery money already, because we've got people that we send out if they, and we have a contract with an oral surgeon, but he's able to do a lot of that practice here. The severe patients are he's sending out, but what he can handle right there in the chair, he's taking care of it. It's going to, as the word's getting out, we're getting more and more patients. He's seeing some days up to 20 plus patients a day. That's huge for a dentist.
Ms. Tillman.
I just want to say, I remember when Pawnee, Congressman Norris knows very well because he was there when they got their new clinic. And you go from an old setup to a new setup. I mean, you just feel good as a patient when you walk in there. When you walk into our dental office right now, it just looks old. You walk over to Pawnee, we visited some other places, you walk in there and it just looks new, smells new. And it's the kind of place you want to come to. And I think if we could get this and get that newness started, people are going to have more confidence in our equipment, number one. We have great confidence in our practitioner, and then we can get all that put together. I think we're going to get more people to come see us, and we're going to do some heavy duty marketing too. Mm-hmm. But we just need it.
Dr. Lewis, I thought I saw you were about to say something a minute ago. Do you have any closing remarks?
No, I was just saying that I appreciate the opportunity to allow us to come and speak. I feel very good, and they didn't tell me to say this, but these ladies are wonderful. Ms. Sabler and Ms. Tillman, when they first approached me about coming, I enjoyed their spirit in the presentation of what they wanted to do with the Osage Nation. And being a minority, I said, hey, this is fantastic. I was on board. They came to me and I talked to the chair, and I feel personally, and through God's grace and His mercy, and I'm not saying that flippantly, I believe that we can provide some wonderful, wonderful care. And we'll all be proud of something that we've all together will do. And so Dr. Rumsey too as well, he's a wonderful guy. Dr. Walker, all these guys, they're really, when I came in, these guys, I was like, wow, this guy is on point. And he didn't tell me to say that. And I said, hey, it'll be a privilege. I love what I do. I'm very blessed. God has blessed me. And these ladies give me the opportunity to do what I need to do with your blessings and your financial backing. I tell you, we're going to do some things that'll be phenomenal. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's the end of our list. We have Mamma Grandma on there because that's our big dream. We'll finally get to them. Did any of the staff have anything else they wanted to say?
Congressman Shaw.
I'd like to make, I didn't know if we got to her earlier. I wanted to make a brief introduction list. Her name was mentioned earlier in one of our new Osage positions that's starting this month, or has already started, Dr. Amanda Bighorse. If you could stand up so we could see you here. It's our second Osage position on staff over at the Washaja Clinic. I, for one, am very proud of that, and I think it's another upgrade for us. Our whole staff is an upgrade. I just think that we need to give these first-rate positions better than the third-rate equipment to work with. Yeah. I have an amendment, if it's appropriate time, Mr. Chairman, to ONCA 1724. If you can bring the bill up, Dana, they can follow me. It's not complex.
Yeah, it's in the Chrome.
Okay. So my amendment is page one, lines.
You can bend your finger too, I think.
Lines 16, 36, and 37. Strike 450,000 and insert $516,124.
Second. Okay. Motion by Congressman Shaw to amend the bill. He's got the amendment on the appropriate amendment form. Appreciate that, Congressman. Seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion. Congressman Shaw, would you describe what your amendment does?
As you can see, the total for the project list or equipment list was $516,124, and originally set the amount of $450,000. We were still finalizing the list, and I wanted to get an area that was very close to what the ultimate total would be, and so I had $450,000. After we finalized the list, really trying to create a needed but conservative list. No doubt they could have come up with other items that are on the wish list for later, but I believe this is a conservative list, even at the $516,124 level. So this is basically to make the appropriation request equal to the total on the equipment list.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of approving the amendment say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, amendment passes. Committee, any other discussion regarding the bill? Anyone feel the need for another committee meeting? I don't. Mm-hmm. Congressman Mason?
I'd like to make a motion to report out ONCA 17-24 as amended with the due pass recommendation.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Congressman Mason to report out ONCA 17-24 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended. Seconded by Congressman Norris. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion passes. Unfortunately, we'll have to reschedule ONCR 1714 to the next meeting. I appreciate everybody's patience. I apologize once again for running late, but feel good about what we've done. That objection, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We really do. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, we're right for turn on the